Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast, the online resource designed to help young professionals navigate their careers. This is episode number 8. In this week's episode, I am joined by Jennifer Adogwu. Jen, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, thanks Charity. So I currently live in London and I work for AstraZeneca, a pharmaceutical company, working as a global talent specialist. I joined in August. I've been there just over 8 months, helping with the identification and development and retention of the high performers of the company.
Okay, wow. So how did you kind of find yourself into that role? And tell us a bit about your background in terms of education and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, sure. So I did my initial undergraduate degree in business from the University of Surrey in 2005. Again, I wasn't too sure what I wanted to go into upon graduation, so I chose quite an open degree to help me get a foot in the door upon graduation. I graduated in 2009 following a placement year as part of my undergraduate degree, where I did it at Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. Again, it was quite an open role, so it was an IT and HR-based role, which kind of gave me a bit of flexibility to learn about the different departments in an organisation. So following graduation in 2009, it was at the peak of the recession, so it was quite challenging to obtain a graduate job, not only because a graduate job hunt is quite intense and rigorous, but also because of the labour market conditions at the time due to the recession. However, fortunately, because of the recession, the government introduced an internship-based initiative called the Graduate Talent Pool for graduates, for recent graduates that had obtained a 2-1 and above, to help cut down the lack of employment amongst the recent graduates. So it was through this graduate internship scheme. I was quite open in terms of applying to it. I just wanted to get work experience. But fortunately, I landed a role, an internship role, at the Department of Work and Pensions, and it was within HR that this position was open. And as part of that internship, you know, I really enjoyed, I really loved what I learned about HR. I think it was at that point that solidified my understanding and confirmation of that's what I wanted to progress my career in. Upon finishing the internship in 2010, I then decided to do a master's, mainly because I knew that the master's led to my CIPD qualification, which is the Chartered Membership Body of HR. And I know that holds quite a lot of weight to employers, as does many professional qualifications for the industry that you're working in. So I did a 1-year full-time master's in HR at the University of Birmingham. And again, upon graduating from my master's in 2011, I struggled to obtain a graduate job. So as a result, I chose an alternative route to get into the working world. And that's when I landed a position at Deloitte as a senior HR assistant, so an entry-level route. And I guess that's where I am today. The rest is history, as they say.
Okay. So talk us through, because I am very much on the same track. This whole, you know, grad scheme application stuff is somewhat cumbersome and can be off-putting for a number of people. Talk us through how you kind of crafted a different or alternate route into one of these big firms for yourself.
Yeah, sure. So the route initially came about following the fact that I did struggle with getting a graduate job following my graduation. It was quite frustrating because I usually progressed quite far into the application process, whether that was succeeding in application forms, the verbal tests, the telephone interviews, etc. However, I did struggle with the numerical reasoning test. It was almost my one blocker to getting the job, and it was very frustrating because you could be so focused on obtaining a role and know that you'll be competent in it, but not getting the role because of that one blocker was very demoralising. And I also was just very conscious of the fact that time wasn't on my side, so I was also competing with other graduates and more graduates that were coming into the market year by year. So I almost felt like I just need to do something and there must be another way in.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost with that mindset, almost like a light bulb moment, which was a bit weird, that I just felt like there must be another way I can get into an organisation and build my career.
Mm-hmm.
So it was from that point that I started researching other roles and routes into organisations.
Mm-hmm.
So I went onto companies' websites and started looking up experienced hire roles. And I think even as myself, often when you hear the word experienced hires, many graduates might get put off with the fact that they feel they might not be able to achieve the role because they might need years and years of experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, what I found once I started looking at these roles was that some of them were entry-level roles, some of them you didn't need that much experience, just some, you know, a couple of months or so forth. So when I started looking at that and finding those opportunities, that's why I actually ended up finding my role at Deloitte, which was an entry-level role in HR.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me the same basic understanding of HR and that foot in the door that I would have got from a graduate scheme. So I think it was that openness and that flexibility that made me get into the working world through that alternative route.
Oh, okay. Wow. And I don't think a lot of people have ever thought about it that way.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I didn't at the start either because that word is quite off-putting. And you typically lean towards a graduate scheme preference upon graduation. But I think having that sort of flexibility and knowing that that's available and there's opportunities out there,
mm-hmm.
You can certainly work your way up into the working world and build a career.
No, definitely. And so what would be kind of the main tips that you learned that you would advise other people to be mindful of when they're going through the experienced hire route?
So basically, I think it's really valuable to be open to any opportunity. So again, as I mentioned, I think it is important to understand that when you join a company, that's not necessarily where you're going to end up. As long as you work hard and you're quite focused on your end goal, you can get to wherever you want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a bit flexible to any opportunity and utilize your network, research different roles that come up in your organization. And just be a bit flexible and have your end goal in mind. What I would also say is, I think it's important to do a lot of research into the company as well prior to the interview, so prior to even getting your foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, what I used to do quite a lot more recently was when I knew who my interviewer was going to be, I would go on their LinkedIn just to have a look at their kind of experiences and their background.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's really helpful that when you go into the interview, you're armed with that sort of knowledge and you can find a common ground and spark a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that when you build a rapport with your interviewer, that's what they're looking for. You can have like great skills, great experiences, but your interviewer wants to know that you can work with them in a team.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for that sort of rapport and that common ground.
Mm-hmm.
So do research and be proactive in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
before gaining that entry, because I think that'll put you in good stead.
Yeah, I think that's actually quite important. It's something that I saw in an interview myself, that if you research the person, go beyond sort of LinkedIn, go to their Twitter, whatever else you can find, and see areas you can match together, because that sets you apart from everyone else who's applying for the job. But
absolutely.
Yeah, so what other tips do you think you wish you had known? If you rewind back to kind of the entry point or the bit where you're doing your research, or even the recession time, what would you have liked to have known that you know now?
I think knowing your strengths and playing to your strengths is quite key. So, for example, I think now I've got quite an awareness of, within my field of HR,
mm-hmm.
Being quite competent in IT or Excel in particular is held quite valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Because HR is quite a soft skilled based, people based role. You don't often find professionals that might have kind of Excel expertise that holds you in good stead against your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of knowing your industry, knowing your sector, knowing what's going to hold you in high regard,
mm-hmm.
Which I didn't necessarily know then, because only when I got into the working world and I understood the valuable skills that were needed, did I then be able to kind of play to that strength. So I think knowing your strength, researching your industry to the best of your ability before you get into that role is very valuable.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, your role is within HR and specifically talent development and kind of nurturing talent. How would you advise people coming into firms, but also people who are there on the ground, to kind of play to their strengths? Or how do you advise people to kind of fast track themselves, if that's the word?
Yeah. So I'll say speak to people, raise your profile, kind of get yourself known, mm-hmm. because what often happens is during that talent identification process, your managers are there to help promote you. They're there to help kind of argue your case as to why you should be seen as talent. Obviously, there's like a rigorous and consistent assessment process, but the more you have in terms of the skills you have, experiences you have, and the more you're kind of known and you're out there, that I think that holds you in good stead. You kind of talk to people and share your story and raise your profile in that sense, because I think that will help with the identification and the influence of who you are in the organisation and what skills you can bring.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also say doing kind of more in the organisation outside of your day job.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I used to get quite heavily involved in diversity and inclusion in all my roles, and it wasn't part of my day-to-day job, but because I'm passionate about kind of, you know, diversity in any organisation, I used to kind of take upon myself to get to know those people in those roles, kind of do extra activity of work outside of that area. And as a result, I was then seen as someone that was quite key in the diversity field within the organisation.
Mm-hmm.
When areas and when kind of projects did come up in that space, I was seen as someone that could support the project outside of my day job. And again, that will hold you in good way in terms of, you know, being seen as being able to be competent in your job, but also in other areas as well. So kind of being quite a well-rounded employee.
And are there any other tips of success that we can glean from you, Jen?
So I think another way to fast-track your career in the working world is to seek feedback and be kind of open to feedback. To me, I see feedback as a gift, and it's the fact that someone's telling you how they perceive you or how you're perceived
mm-hmm.
at work can only be seen as a good thing if you take it in the right way. I think initially you can often feel that feedback can be quite, may not be constructive, we might take offence to or take it personal,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost someone telling you your strengths and your areas for development
mm-hmm.
and how you can succeed. So I think when you have that sort of approach, that sort of understanding, and that sort of openness to listen, you can really go far, because then you can start working on the areas for development. You can start getting involved in projects that might build your skill set. You can start, you know, doing something that will help you grow as an individual in the working world. So, yes, certainly be open to feedback and work upon the different feedback you receive. And try to get feedback from all angles as well. So don't always go to the people that, you know, will give you great feedback. Try to go to people that, you know, you might necessarily have a rapport with, just someone outside of your natural group that will give you a well-rounded opinion of yourself and then take it from there.
In a nutshell, it's kind of about self-awareness as well as kind of being involved and really going above and beyond what's on your job spec to get to the top, really.
Absolutely.
Okay, and if people wanted to get in touch with you, Jen, how do they do that?
Yes, I'm more than welcome people getting in touch with me. I love talking to people, so I'm happy for anyone to reach out to me. I have my LinkedIn profile, so Jennifer Adoble, and I'm happy to send you my email address to communicate to anyone that wants to get in touch.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening in. As always, you can find more information on makemeapro.wordpress.com, or you can like the Facebook page. And if you'd like to get in touch with me directly, you can find me on Twitter at Miss Mende, or you can give me a Google on LinkedIn. Until next time, guys.